Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your favorite place for cameo videos and drunk Kardashians. Woo! Nina Parker is here and Hunter finally back.
Yeah. We missed you. Some trolls out there that ride for you.
Jesus.
It only took me $2,000 to pay people to comment that stuff, and I am stoked. I'm sorry I was gone so long.
You were gone for a long time. Yeah. We were so happy you were here.
It's supposed to be a 3-day cruise, but there was an issue.
Do we need masks?
Oh, my God.
You'll
we needed
be
a mask
fine.
Before he left, okay? All right.
We'll be fine.
We're happy you're back. Okay, so the Kardashians went all out this weekend in Palm Springs. They partied on the car ride over to a drag show and got very close once they were inside.
Y'all gonna have to help me.
I've always wanted sisters.
Yeah, sisters look like a very good
Why
time.
Why did you want them?
What?
Why?
What?
Oh my.
You're a sicko.
Yeah, because if it was your sister, you wouldn't anyway. I'm not gonna
yeah,
even
she's
open
a sicko.
The door.
You guys aren't used to having jokes on this show. It's been a little while, so.
Bang!
Comedy
shit!
You know what? I really got appreciated that you just came out so
Yikes.
Strong. Big dick swinging.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, but back to having sisters. They have a very good time together.
Yeah.
They love Palm Springs.
Look, I know a lot of people who do not get along with their siblings. They are siblings, but they are not friends. What I like about the Kardashians is they truly are friends.
Yes.
They party, they fight. You know what I mean? They have like a real relationship, and I love that. They had a good time. They're
we
Palm
get to
Springs.
See it all.
I also like the, Nina, we were talking about it, the open alcohol in the car, and then you said, are they drinking and driving? Morgan goes, no. They're not driving. As if that was the issue.
Like
we thought Kylie was turned around in the driver's seat. You just can't have open alcohol in the car.
Open alcohol
I know that.
Do you?
I know that you cannot have open alcohol in the car.
Morgan,
she also, there was a lot of crimes committed. Kylie stole the glass from the restaurant that they were at, by the way, where they had dinner. So this is all a lot of laws breaking, honey.
It gets wild
it's
in Palm Springs.
A lot of laws breaking tonight.
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's
this is the new Ocean's 8.
Yeah. They were actually in that movie. They did a cameo.
Did they?
They did.
See how no one knows? No one watched that movie.
Google it. You know that it's true, right? Okay, thank you very much. Okay. And you don't have to be a Saudi prince to get some love from Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. She can be yours for just $350.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay Lohan, and I'm so excited to be on Cameo and connect with you all.
I will say, her crazy ass looks good.
She does look good.
She's, you know, on sale for $350. It's only a limited time.
It's a limited time. Get it while she's not arrested.
Yeah.
I love that they describe it, Lindsay Lohan, actress, Parent Trap, Mean Girls.
Yeah, this
we know.
This to me is not a good sign.
No, I don't think it's a good sign either.
You know, play those is Cameo to me is rock bottom for most people.
I agree.
Cameo,
yeah,
Cameo
I agree.
For Lindsay is like, oh, she's working. This is nice.
How long are the videos? They're like 10 seconds?
Literally, you just say a message and you're done. A birthday message, congratulations on a new job.
Oh, wow.
You know, happy divorce, whatever to help people
You can also
celebrate.
You can get business advice from her. Would you guys take that?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. So Jay-Z and Blue Ivy had a father-daughter date yesterday at the Lakers Aww. Game. And I guess even billion-dollar children get starstruck.
Got it out here, just do it. So. Okay, I got you. I got you. All right. You know it's coming real soon, all right? When you got school on Monday, by the time you get out of school on Monday, you have it.
This was so, you were explaining the backstory to me a little bit.
Oh, thanks, hun.
Oh, we're all, this is the problem. We spent too much time apart. Now we love each other. The edge is gone. It's a disaster. Okay, so you were explaining the backstory of this. What was going on? She was asking for a basketball?
Yeah, so she was asking, she wanted to get a signed basketball from LeBron, told Jay-Z. JC was like, you gotta ask him yourself.
I'm happy that she had to wait for the basketball.
I didn't know if she was gonna be jaded with other stars. I mean, her parents are some of the most famous people in the world.
True.
But she still was shy, and like, it was so cute because at one point she was like hiding behind Jay-Z's leg.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you need to ask. And I like that. My parents used to make me do that. Like,
yeah.
No, we're not gonna do it for you. You want it, you ask. Like, I used to have a little autograph book.
And who did you get?
Nobody. I grew up in Sacramento. Wasn't nobody there, child.
Bring it here. You can get
I think, like,
two.
The local weatherman signed it.
No.
Shout out to Tom Laufman.
Okay. We might talk about him. We're doing a whole a local news bit.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, Ben Affleck is using his latest movie like Tinder. He was just seen looking cozy with his co-star Ana de Armas, which is code for their what, Hunter?
Probably
We didn't plan that. It's
no,
awkward. That
that's
just happened.
Just
yes.
That's how we communicate.
Yes.
Babe.
They were in Cuba together. That's where she's from. They have been seen canoodling. He's apparently fluent in Spanish, and he's speaking to her in Spanish and trying to spit mad game at her.
This photo is interesting to me. Ben Affleck looks like he's constantly one XL away from sobbing.
Yeah.
Like it's just like the quivering lip is coming any second.
He looks
See,
hot there.
These photos didn't do anything for me, but then there were reports that they were seen making out
yes.
at an airport in Costa Rica, so they've been traveling together. Because, I mean, if they're co-stars, then obviously they're going to be hanging out. Like, that's
yeah.
just natural.
Well, they, there's like
this
a...
Is, there's some sex happening
they're saying
there.
That
I mean, she's hot.
But
so
confirmed.
Hot.
He's done this before, obviously.
He dated
Jennifer Garner from that hit movie Daredevil.
Yeah.
He dated Jennifer Lopez from that hit movie Guali. And
oh
he...
God.
It's Geely.
Whatever. The thing is,
yes.
people say that, like, you cannot work on a set with someone and have all the... You work together for a long time. There's no way you don't have chemistry. I'll tell you right now, I've been trying to make stuff happen with both of these ladies for a year
For a
now.
Long time, yeah.
It is not as easy as Ben Affleck makes it
no,
seem.
But you're also not Ben Affleck.
I was going to say, I mean...
Oh, what do I need to get a dragon tattoo? Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's a phoenix. It's not a dragon. Know your facts. Anyway.
Oh, my bad.
And this whole coronavirus thing has gotten so bad, the staff over at The View has gone full klepto. Meghan McCain posted this picture of a hand sanitizer bottle tapped to the mirror and captioned, "Is it worth losing your job if you steal this?"
I wonder where she got that roll of tap.
roll of what? Roll of what?
You said it was tapped to the mirror. Someone just like put it up against the mirror and it went.
Oh
it's stuck
God.
Now. Harry
I was
magic.
In Napa for all weekend, okay? I'm not 100% sober.
Not all
anyway,
of us can go to Napa on the weekends.
I would steal the hand sanitizer to lose my job.
If I was working for Meghan McCain, yeah.
This is a real thing. And I wouldn't put a sign that says anything on it, but I would hide it. Because people steal stuff in offices. I still can't find my lotion, and I'm gonna check the security tapes.
You
Everybody
need to.
Is, people steal in offices, it's a thing.
Didn't you lose a bag too recently?
A bag?
Yeah, I heard you lost a bag.
Well, I had a bag with a wig in it.
And you don't know where it
no,
is?
No, I don't know where it is.
What is going on? We need some more tech, too,
I told
you.
If I see somebody walking around here with a blonde wig, your ass is mine. Oh,
wow. If I see someone walking around with a bag that's got a wig popping out of it, I'm gonna know. You're in trouble.
Okay, wow. And Dolly Parton isn't planning on taking time off anytime soon, but there's something else she wants to take off.
I just turned 74, and I plan to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again.
Are you going to whip out that same outfit with
Maybe.
The bunny ears?
I could probably use it. Boobs are still the same.
boobs or boobs are the same?
Boobs are still the
boobs
same.
Are the same.
It's like the most Dolly Parton quote
yeah.
I've ever heard in
Absolutely.
My life.
Absolutely.
I'm here for it.
Me too.
Yeah, do it, Dolly.
Playboy should call her. I mean, this is not, you know, she's not that scantily clad. She's like, you know, in the famous costume. She's me for Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, are people going to Playboy?
No, but I think that they should let her do it. I think it would be iconic.
Her
75th birthday.
I mean, are people who, why go to, like, it just, I shout out to Dolly for wanting to do it. Playboy just seems mm-hmm. so tame these days.
It is tame. They've classed up the joint.
You know why?
Such easy access to Pornhub. Who's going to Playboy?
True. Agreed.
Porn what?
Pornhub. You didn't know what Pornhub
is? I've never heard of it. Yeah.
I feel like he is an editor there.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
This is your
I don't watch it. I cut it out a few months ago. I'm proud of
it. You're such a liar.
It's so weird that I know that, and that is a fact.
I swear. You are not lying.
I promise you.
What are you on now?
It's called YouPorn.
We have got to take a break, but we're going to be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Atlanta did not disappoint last night. Kenya addressed the drama going on with her husband, Mark, and we all wish the camera crews caught this call to the woman he's allegedly texting.
I called a bitch, too.
Oh, you called
her? Yes, which I regret that I did, but I said, she answered the phone. I said, you might want to take me off the speakerphone. This is Mrs. Mark Daly.
Oh, my God.
And she picked up the motherfucking phone.
Oh, my God.
And I proceeded to let her know if she came anywhere else near my husband, I know where she lives. And so then we had this big blowout, and I'm just like, what did I marry? Like, what is going on here? We have talked about separating, and Mark was like, I was wrong for that. I'm sorry. And I just said, okay, you know.
That was your one up.
That was your one mess up.
That sounds like she let it go easily, right?
How would you handle the situation?
Well.
When you're in the thick of it, though, when you're in love with somebody, do you want to give them another chance?
So this is the thing. I have not been married. I feel like, you know, I've dealt with cheating in relationships. Mm-hmm. I think if I had just had your baby and we are newly married and you are texting with another woman, I'm only calling her to let her know I'm outside.
Right.
And then I'm divorcing you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be a warning. Like, if I'm just pulling up.
Yeah.
Because at this point, it's just, you know, I don't need to warn you. You know what I mean? Why would you get that courtesy?
Yeah, Nina's mad now.
I am a little pissed because I'm just like, really? And then he admits it and she's just like, all right, well, that's your one pass. Like, that.
Well, they separated.
I think she handled it well. If you follow the show, Kenya also stays strapped. So she owns a gun.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, that's why I love Kenya. I love Kenya.
So, I'm not saying she's going to shoot this person.
No.
But I'm just saying she has access.
Right.
Like, personally, knowing that she's strapped, I will never sleep with Mark Daly.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, over on Paramount's Wife Swap, two families try to accept each other's differences. This is especially true when evangelical wife Emmy swaps out with Monica, who identifies as a pagan witch.
Oh, I forgot it, really?
Don't you forget who you belong to.
Before they meet their new families, Emmy and Monica have a chance to look around their new homes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, they got
Lord, a skull head? It looked like an altar.
Ah!
What is this, Baphomet? These are demons. What are these, witches?
And there is Jesus again.
They got a witch broom!
Would you mind changing to something a little more, like, conservative?
Can we take the collar off?
I don't. I don't need my wife wearing a collar around her neck that you can attach a leash to. That's just not what we do.
I cannot take the collar off. It's almost like an engagement ring.
Even the baby's not having it. She's like sucking on that pacifier, like, bitch, you are out of your mind. Take that off.
But you're allowed to get a collar for a girl as an engagement ring?
You could. Whoever you marry would definitely be up
your
for
girl
that.
Would be down
you
would, with it.
She would be game for whatever you wanted.
For sure.
So she's definitely a practicing pagan. She calls herself a witch.
Cool. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the dad is, as we saw, a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think that's weird. The other woman's a pastor. At this point, they are going as far away from, like, what they go, let's find evil, let's find Jesus Christ.
Right.
Let's put them together.
But do you date a witch hunter?
what kind of question?
No, it's a... Nina, Thank you, Morgan. Fantastic question. because have I thought about it? Yes. The problem is the breakup's tricky. Because
right.
if she gets one lock of your hair,
yeah.
a tiny bit of your blood,
right.
uh-oh.
Hex.
I don't think you're breaking up. I think if you date a witch, you're going to stay with them as long as they want you to stay with them.
Well, as long as she's got a leash on.
Okay. Hollywood just took a big on the film industry and cast Jordan Woods and Jeremy Hot Fallon Meeks in a movie together, but we're going to let you guys be the judge.
You just invited your brother to stay here on our special night.
Oh my God.
He stays one night and then he's gone. I don't want a criminal in our home.
Harry, look, man, you're too drunk. You need to leave.
Is everything all right in here?
Harry's just had too much to drink.
No, 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 no. That's hype, man, Harry, to you.
Time to go. You gotta go, man.
You have all of this to go. Come on.
I'm not stupid, Colin. He's already dead.
Thank God this is being made. I was wondering when it was going to happen.
I don't want to spoil anything, but I watched the rest of the trailer, and it's awful.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Wow.
Yeah. The casting is obviously a big talking point right now. I think they cast pretty good. Like, Meeks is playing an ex-felon, and Jordan Woods is playing a person who ruins the lives of everyone around
him. Oh, no!
To me is that if they can make that movie, we can scrounge up $350 for Lohan to stay from the guests on Nightly Pop, okay?
Well, I mean, Jordan's bob was cute.
She was cute in it.
Do you know what? I have to say this. I kind of love watching horrible movies.
You do?
Like, it's so much fun. Like, it ends up being a comedy.
It's very Lifetime adjacent, for sure.
I mean, the blood, I mean, it's clearly food coloring. Like, oh. It's just so bad. Sometimes things are so bad, they're good. Right,
the Hot Felon, though, is
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, sometimes these are so bad that they're good.
Anyway, Grimes, who's growing Elon Musk's child in her womb, that was weird, told Harper's Bazaar about her interesting eating habits, which left a weird taste in everybody's mouth.
Usually I wake up and it's a struggle. So I actually have these things that I keep by the bed called Go Cubes that are like, caffeinated cubes. I actually hate fruit, but I am supposed to eat it right now. I basically hate everything besides carbs and fat. Like, I actually dislike vegetables pointedly. Broccoli, like, what the f-? I'm really into this weird recipe I made called sludge. It's like you take couscous, you take like a ton of veganaise and take a ton of sriracha and then just like cut up, weirdly celery tastes really good in this. Tomatoes, and you just make this sludge. So I was only eating spaghetti for like a year or 2 years. I love hot dogs because they don't kill cows for hot dogs.
To be fair, what the f- else did we think she was gonna say?
Like, I can't tell. I can't tell if she's a 30-year-old stuck in a 12-year-old's body or a 12-year-old stuck in a 30-year-old's
yeah,
body.
Like,
it's very confusing.
It is confusing. We're not sure where
and
she lands.
And she's having Elon Musk's baby.
Yes, she is yeah. smart. That's what I call a smart lady. Smart lady.
You are a bad influence on women everywhere.
I didn't influence her to do that. She made that smart decision on her own.
Oh, my God.
She also eats hot dogs because it doesn't kill cows, which is nice.
It's not how it works.
I don't think that's accurate.
That's what she said, because it's supposed to be like the leftover parts. It was going to go to waste anyway, but not how it works. Also, why are we listening to this woman for food advice, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to listen to facts right now.
Is this because she's billionaire adjacent?
Probably. That gets you far. All right. After the break, local news gets weirder. We'll be right back. Nightly Pop don't just focus on what happens in Hollywood. We keep up with the weird shit that happens in small towns, too. So it's time for In Local News. Woo! Cool graphic. First up, Ruth Bryant is celebrating 100 years on Earth, and this is how she wants to celebrate her very special day.
Oh! This day, her 100th birthday.
Are you Miss Bryant?
Oh, it depends on what you want.
Oh, it depends what I want. I want you.
Roxborough deputies could have added resisting arrest and assault.
You got two bad knees.
Her own daughter, Marion Oakley, had no idea the party would be like this.
I know she's 100, but I didn't know it would be.
That almost killed that woman.
You have found your soulmate, a woman that is 100 years old that wants to experiment with handcuffs.
Yeah.
There you go. That is how you're going to make your life.
They charged her with indecent exposure.
Yeah. She said, you have two bad knees. Look at her, 100th birthday. You do whatever you want for your 100th birthday.
That's amazing.
Good for her.
I love this. I think it's great. I don't trust her. personally. Like, I think she's trying to break someone out from the inside and just get a little layout of
her grandson or something. Smart.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but that didn't slow down this con man's business. A Florida man was arrested, obviously, for practicing dentistry without a license again. But thank God the local news was there to get some real answers for us all.
I went to his home for comment. I could hear someone yell from inside the house.
No!
Do you wish to comment? Did you know that this was happening?
No.
I love Corley. She really goes after it.
Well, hello,
she really goes
Corley.
After it. Corley Peel.
I'm a fan of Corley Peel.
Yeah. She goes straight up to the door and knocks and says, listen. That's all she said.
Yeah.
Can we see the mugshot? No, sir.
Yeah, he doesn't look dentist friendly to me.
He doesn't look dentist adjacent at all.
No.
He's like, open your mouth.
Yeah.
That's the part open where your I would mouth. Leave.
He was arrested like this a decade ago. I don't understand. Why do we keep having this problem?
He's been arrested 3 times for faking to be a dentist. He must have made it somewhere through dentist school and then was like just not smart enough to finish and now he's fucked.
This is the type of guy that I do want to be my dentist. Think about how much he's had to go through just to do it. Think about the passion he has for the craft.
Help us all. And usually when you see an animal that is 7 feet tall and weighs like 1,000 pounds, you want to keep your distance. Well, not this woman in Colorado who thought it would be a chill idea to shoo away a moose.
People on social media are speculating this woman was trying to herd the moose away from an elderly woman.
Oh.
Stonehouse says that wasn't the case.
This girl was harassing the moose. Like, she was following it across the street.
Parks and Wildlife warning people to follow the rule of thumb.
If you hold your hand out at arm's length and you can cover that animal with your thumb, then you're at a good distance.
I'm at a good distance. Moose. Why should you f*** with the moose? F*** you, bitch. Move.
Okay, don't look at me when you say that. The rule of thumb thing is the part that bothers me. Because this, to me, if an animal, if I see someone doing this, I'm thinking, oh, cool, that guy wants me to eat him. You know? It's like, cool. He's like, great.
Also, I use the rule of thumb thing for people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good distance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good distance? Does not work for spiders.
Also, I know that there are communities where they are prevalent, where a moose is, like, running around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it just never seems like a good idea to me to ever approach a wild animal. I don't know why people feel emboldened to do this.
That's why the moose kicked her in the shoulder. It was like, step off,
bitch.
Yeah,
and she still walked away a little slow.
Yeah.
She was like, ugh.
Irritated. Shooing the moose.
And then she's going to go on Twitter and be like, men, am I right?
I'm glad we're all back together. Okay, that's enough local news for us today.
Goodbye.
It is unfortunately time to say goodbye, but we'll be back tomorrow night at 11:30. And also, you can catch me live at noon on Daily.
Congrats on that job. That's amazing.